The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's official. Mitt Romney will be the Republican nominee, and guess what he's promising to do?
My priority and our national priority has to be putting Americans to work.
And guess who's helping him?
You know, you're not allowed to be president if you're not born in the country.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. Last night, Texas Republicans put Mitt Romney comfortably over the 1,144 delegates needed to win the Republican nomination. He'll become the first Mormon to win the nomination of a major party. And the conventional wisdom says if he wants to become the first Mormon to win the presidency, he will have to begin drifting to the political center.
In a way that will attract independents without alienating the conservative base of the Republican Party.
Professor Leonard Steinhorn of American University. But Mr. Romney will have help walking that tightrope. On the very day that Romney clinched the nomination, his highest-profile supporter, Donald Trump, was not only raising money for him in Las Vegas, he was on CNBC taking the Obama birth certificate controversy to the next level and joining those who are openly speculating that Barack Obama, in his college transcripts, may himself have put down something other than Hawaii as his place of birth.
A lot of people want to see his college transcripts. They're not looking at his marks, his grades, was he a good student, was he not. They want to see, what does he say about place of birth? Now, those transcripts have disappeared. Nobody seems to be able to get them.
And Romney has shown no signs of disowning Mr. Trump. In fact, just the opposite. Their private planes were parked right next to each other in Las Vegas last night. So, while Romney himself may be moving to the center,
I'm not going to forget middle-class families.
Donald Trump will be just off to the right, dishing up a little red meat.
I mean, one other thing, the hospital. The mother was never in the hospital.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.